Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. If one does not pay careful attention to context, and not just to the immediate context, he might be tempted to think the Scriptures contradict themselves. 1 John 2, 7 and 8 might give that impression. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which you have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shines. We should have no difficulty deciding what commandment John had in mind. He was speaking of Christians' obligations to love one another. Is that an old commandment or a new one? John affirms that he was not writing a new commandment, but an old one. That is, a commandment they had known from their conversion to Christ. On one occasion, a lawyer asked Jesus, "Master, what is the great commandment in the law?" Our Lord answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Matthew 22, 36 through 40. Jesus told his disciples, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." John 13, 34 and 35. Roy Lanier, Jr.'s excellent commentary, The Epistles of John, says concerning Christ's words in John 13, "Two major things are of note about such a command. This love would go beyond any previous extent. And number two, this love would be a badge of identity for the disciples. The extent would be to the point, even as I have loved you." Page 35. It ought to be obvious from what Jesus said about the law and the prophets that the Mosaic covenant required the Israelite people to love God and their fellow men. But Jesus added strength to the commandment both by his example and by his teaching. Jesus told his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you." John 15, 9 through 14. John spoke of the love the early Christians had heard from the beginning. He cannot be speaking of the beginning of time, as he used that expression in 1 John 1, 1. The expression refers to the time John's readers had first heard the gospel. We do not know exactly when that was, but it was sometimes prior to John's epistle. And what a great message it was for the early Christians, and is for us. You can glean from the passages I have read to you that love is the very essence of Christianity. If we do not love God and do not obey the gospel, we shall be lost. 2 Thessalonians 1, 8 and 9. If we do not love our fellow men, the love of God does not dwell in us. A little technical information may help us to understand how very important the concept of love is in John's first epistle. The verb form of the word, agapao, is used 26 times, and the noun form, agape, 18 times, for a total of 44 times in just 5 chapters. That should give us some insight into the meaning of love in a Christian's life. I close with these words, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God." Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.